Item number 13 is from the Office of the Comptroller, submitting the monthly update of the 2012 fiscal projections. This is informational, unless otherwise directed. In your mail yesterday, you should have received the latest update on this report.
Mr. Mansky.
The report that I'm going to talk from is the latest update. Based upon some changes in information that we received, we originally gave you that the surplus for 2012 would exceed $11 million. In the revised report that we issued, we're now saying that the surplus will probably exceed $15 million for the year. And what I wanted to talk about is on the second page some of the updates of the significant items of those changes from previous. Treasurer's office, they are the ones who collect the interest and penalty on delinquent property taxes, plus also collect the principal on the property taxes. The additional interest and penalty collected over their projection was an additional $642,000. Transit, paratransit, not much of a change from their original projections, just a $58,000 change. But the main thing I wanted to highlight here is the fact that they have a surplus for the year of about $5 million. Most of that is in paratransit operations. And most of that is they really did not lose any state or federal revenue for paratransit program. But what it was a drop in the program costs and services for those that were being funded by outside revenues, and also a drop in the number of people using the service. As previously reported to you from BHD and DHHS, additional increases in BHD providing an additional $4 million and DHHS providing an additional $1.9 million. DHHS is from youth aids and BHD is from wraparound patient revenue and decreased pharmacy costs. And then the next item is fringe benefits, which I talked about previously. The surplus originally being projected at about $3.8 million and the surplus ending up at $8 million in fringe benefits, a change of $4.2 million. And then the last item is there are pending 2012 fiscal issues. There are various issues which are generally discussed in your litigation items that you have as one of your items at the end, talking about the various issues that are out there. And we have not created any reserves for these at all yet, but we're considering some of these things. So we're talking with Corporation Counsel, we're talking with the Department of Administrative Services, and just letting having a discussion on that, we can come back to you about any reserves that we do create for those items. But I'm putting a placeholder based upon some of the amounts that are aware of there. It also talks about the transit surplus and about the fact of the issues that people have talked about regarding 2014. And the only way, in essence, to set aside some of those funds right now is by, in essence, either letting them fall to the bottom line, which means they'll go towards 2014, or placing them into the debt service reserve, which also makes them available either for 13 or 14 that you could use for transit. We cannot specifically set it aside into a reserve that is specific to transit because we have no authority either from an outside agency or other that allows us to set it. But those are two methodologies. One, you could just naturally let it flow to the bottom line and let it flow, or put it in the debt service reserve.
Sure.
One of the, with the surplus, and this isn't the last thing I would say is this still is an initial estimate. One of the requirements under the change in state statute and changes to ordinance when Office of the Comptroller was created was to give you these fiscal projections on a monthly basis instead of doing it on a quarterly. And so this is an initial projection. Generally in the past as the controller, I did not like giving these out too early because of numbers changing back and forth as I found out different things. For example, I gave you one report that said exceeds 11. Now I'm giving you another report that says exceeds 15. And I'm still, you know, going through various numbers and just trying to close out where estimates are. But this, you know, these are some of the reasons that you have these surpluses, and you may want to just consider and think about those things for the next cycle when I come back to you.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So on that final point in terms of opportunities to make a transfer to debt service reserve or some other change, the next cycle would be our last opportunity to do that, or not. And will you have recommendations, or particularly on the debt service reserve side, of what the opportunities are, or will that be?
Generally, you just to let you know, it's gone as late. Generally, I'd like to try to make it April as the last cycle. Generally, we do have some items that go into debt service reserve as a result of the final carryover report. Generally, when the final carryover report is issued to you, there are certain amounts in there. For example, if we're lapsing bonds, those amounts have to go into the debt service reserve. So we're trying to get that report and to you as soon as possible so that we can get those finalized. But I would say next cycle would be the time when you could make a decision of, we'll have a pretty good idea of what the bottom line is at that time for the next cycle. And so we would be able to tell you, you know, what is available and your options, what you can do with the amounts. But generally, your only options are either placing the monies into the debt service reserve or letting it fall to the bottom line, mm-hmm. which would then be required to be used for the 2014 budget.
If I recall, the last time we moved some money into the debt service reserve to pay off some debt early, there was a bizarre veto message that it was like the non-veto veto message or something that, you know, we think you're doing something good, but we've got other ideas. We just didn't propose them. And so I want to know that what we're going to see is a recommendation on, particularly in that area, what our best opportunities are if there are good opportunities in front of us on the debt service and early repayment. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, and I that was a point I wanted to take on debt service versus going to 2014. I mean, I think that's a delicate balancing act, and then we want to be a part of that. I think it's very valuable to get this information, but Mr. Mansky also did say, and you know, that now you're mandated for this monthly stuff, and it's better than not getting information. Well, that's for darn sure. But, you know, so much you did, and I didn't laugh, but, you know, last year, you know, we thought it was 11, then it was 7, then it was surplus, and it was deficit. And so month to month, things so change, and you admit in your own reports here that until we get, you know, everything reconciled from 2012, talking about things now is maybe it benefits departments, which is very good. Okay, keeps them on their toes, let them know where they are, but it's almost, I don't know about your priority of time. I mean, now that you're selling into the job and the staff that you have, I like the fact that you admitted to number 11, which just took a couple of while that I didn't comment on, but I like the fact it's a summary rather than going to all sorts of detail, which is going to change in a month or 2 months, okay? And it's important that, you know, when it comes to April, then we, you know, we have some options from your office based on your experience, then I guess here's what I'm trying to ask. How much detail, you know, we don't want to micromanage, but we have to know what's going on, okay? But how much detail, is it worth the time you're putting in based on your experience so far here? You know, how specific do you have to be? I mean, because it's good to see these kinds of things, and we have some, you know, good opportunities to look at the health and how that's changed and such, but it's almost academic until we get later on to the year, until we get further into the budget time, so we can make recommendations. So Can you answer your own question? I mean, you kind of question yourself how often you do this, how often you need to come back. Can you give us a summary and then say, look, these are projections looking, but in April, you know, I'm going to have this together because we've got more departments coming in, the more the bills come in, we can reconcile the books, then we can make some, you know, decisions based on, you know, real data rather than, you know, is it $5 million, is it $7 million? I mean, that doesn't mean much to me based upon what we've done in the past.
Since this has been required that there be a monthly report as opposed to a quarterly report, what about a bi-monthly report? Does that work better? Are you hampered by the fact
that's
that...
That's what I'm asking, kind of, too, sure.
Are you hampered by the fact that, again, as far as timing is concerned, would bi-monthly be more productive for you?
No, I think we've worked out a methodology with regards to the monthly reporting. What we are going to be doing is still asking departments to give us, you know, on a quarterly basis, a detailed analysis where they go through and analyze their numbers and they give us their best estimate of doing that. And then what we ask for them on a monthly basis is make us aware of anything that has changed. So in essence, when we give you the report in April, let's say April 4th, the 2013, it'll be based upon, you know, March activity. And as a result of that, you know, we'll have a pretty good idea of departments and what they're saying and telling us. And then we'll use that as a basis for going forward and then any change to that. So you won't see, you'll see the numbers slowly, progressively changing going on. Instead of wider swings, you'll see smaller swings from month to month. So I think it's a way to keep you informed. The other thing, you know, we're going to be adding things to that report because we're also required to report to you on what the status is of cash and investments for the county and where the balances are for that. And so we're working on that analysis now to include that in here. So there's other things that will be added to the report and will be provided to you. So I think the monthly is still fine. We've worked out a methodology. In the early parts of the year, we're just going to give you a snapshot of the bigger items that we're aware of, so you're just kind of aware of what things are changing. It kind of gives you to that, too. And for purposes of the close, you know, for 2012, we should have a pretty good idea for the April cycle of where the numbers are at and where we're at for the bottom line, and we should probably be within $1 million or so of the final estimate when we get to that point. This number, it could still swing some, but I think it's likely to stay at still exceeds $15 million. So that's likely to occur. And then what I'll do is I'll provide in the next subsequent month's report options that you have available to you. There is a third option, which, you know, the county really has never considered in the past, which is this tax stabilization account, which is available under the state statute. But it has a lot of limits to its use, so the county has tended not to use it. But I'll give that as another option that's available to you.
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, and Supervisor Lipscomb made it comment, and I do remember this quite because I was the one who was kind of trying to bring up, actually I talked to Mr. Campbell once more, you know, we had an idea really from the chairwoman and about the debt service and what we could save, and I thought there was an opportunity in another area, a couple of areas where we could save, and you know what I'm talking about too, I won't go into more specifics, but I think I want to revisit that a little bit. You know what, I'm not interested in just continuing, you know, arguing, you know, who wants to take credit for what. I mean, I think we are in, you know, with our differences, and I've complained about some things. You know, we're getting plans after the fact, after everything has been figured out, and we're supposed to all of a sudden just say, okay, you know, put grace on this when we're not part of the process, and you certainly are not going to be accused of that, okay? And you need to, as controller, talk to all of us, of course. But what I am saying now, Mr. Tyler on board, my conversation with him, I hope other people feel the same way. He's not a political person. He's a person that was brought in to, you know, look at finances. You know, I don't think we have to make these finances political. And I think our chairman are that way. You know, I've been maybe a little outspoken lately on some criticism here, but that is no means does it carry on to say that So if we can't look at things to save money together or help on debt service when that's called for, we're certainly willing, more than willing, to do that. And I hope in your independent role that, and we do have more confidence when it comes from, and our staff is involved. So Mr. Campbell's talked to me some. He said, well, hey, does our staff, does Mr. Cady know? Okay. Is Mr. Tyler informed on these kinds of things? You four gentlemen, you know, we have credibility together. You four gentlemen come to us and say, you know, with some recommendations that you really put some time into and that makes sense, you know, we respect that. And so I'm just trying to open up the door just individually with other things I've said that, you know, we're looking to really work together, especially in this financial area, which I think we have some real strengths that we talked about, you know, the health, the things we've done in there, a couple comments I made, the pension obligation bonds, what we're doing in mental health. I mean, I think there's some problems with their overall plan. There, again, wasn't told us, but, you know, we'll need to work that up because there's money, real money is involved there. But if I can make that plea for the parties and Mr. Campbell also to, because it works with the budget too, you know, and instead of we're at odds, you know, we say, well, where all this come from? And it helps in these projections then too. So I just need to make that comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisors Lipscomb.
I'm sorry. I'll defer, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stanford and Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see we have certain departments with reports. I think you said you only report on the bigger items. Is that why we're between these three departments?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about some of the differences. Transit, mainly because of the fact that they have a surplus for the year and there's been discussion about the issues that they're having for 2014 and the changes in DHHS and BHD, which they issued a separate report on. What I'm hoping to do next month is then give you a report on each of the departments and where they – it'll be a spreadsheet of where each of them ended up, and then – after that, probably in June, I'll give you a report on the departments and where they ended up on a written basis. It'll be the numbers of where the departments ended up next month, but then I'll give you a kind of written explanation of why they ended up with a surplus or deficit.
And that request from the departments is monthly? Do you get that from, you get a report from each department monthly?
Each, what we do right now is we're just looking at the financial statements coming out of the system.
Okay.
So we're just looking at the system, the same numbers departments are seeing, and what we're doing is we're starting to call them saying, you know, this is where you projected you'd be at, this is where the books are showing you're at, can you tell us why there's a difference between the two? So it's kind of just on a conversation basis right now, and they're supposed to be preparing a report of why they ended up with a surplus or deficit for the year right now. So right now, this report is based upon us reviewing where the financial statements are at right now, calling departments and asking them. And what we're doing is we use the third quarter report kind of as like, you said you would end up here and you're ending up here.
Right.
Why is the difference between that? And we're looking for significant differences. So these are the ones that we wanted to show you. So this, in essence, behind this number is a projection of each of the is the actual numbers of each of the departments, which we've compared to the third quarter projection, and for the significant differences we've called the departments. Some of the departments are still closing out some of their final numbers and still going through that, but we're watching that on a daily basis, what departments are doing, because we're trying to make sure of, you know, where we're ending up for the year. It's kind of a process that that's what our office should be doing.
Okay.
The comptroller's office is making sure a department can tell us, I'm going to end up with a surplus. We're going to monitor it during the year to see if they're really ending up that way and to see if we really agree with that or not.
Right, because on the same line as Supervisor Johnson, I was wondering if that was feasible to have that information monthly. You know, that's a lot of departments reporting and a lot of verifying, but you can handle it, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. And so we'll give you a report next month telling them where they're at by each department.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, I think it's sufficiently related. In regard to the analysis about debt service and opportunities for repayment, the governor's proposed budget has like a one-line strike that affects the levy limit, the exemption of I think it's the pre-2004 debt or something, so creating some disincentive, I think, for prepayment of debt. Is that accurate, or will you? Maybe this isn't the time to discuss it, but I'm thinking as the follow-up on this, will that piece of the analysis be included to whether or not the dynamics have changed on prepayment of certain debt?
I think all of these issues are interrelated as we're starting to move into 2014. Where we're landing in 2012, how much you want to reserve up into the debt service reserve fund versus letting it fall to the bottom line. Of course, what you let fall to the bottom line automatically goes to 15. So there's going to be decision around that.
14, right?
Yeah, you're right. What lapses in 12 goes to 14. What you can reserve up in the debt service fund can be used either for 14 or 13. We'll have that discussion. We'll have a better picture as to what our challenges are in 2014. With part of that discussion is the specific impacts with the state budget, and of course one of those again is the levy adjustment, the negative levy adjustment for old debt, debt meaning prior to 2005. And all of that has to come together. We'll probably have discussions and make, as Scott says, make recommendations as to, you know, what, given our challenge in 14 with all of this at the state budget, you know, including the levy, negative adjustment on the levy, all that needs to be considered, and we'll bring something to you, a series of options for what we should be reserving or what we could be reserving in the debt service reserve fund and what we could lapse into at 12 for application to the 14 budget. So we'll get that to you in the next cycle or two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item number